Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Mom, Share Your Story, A Mother's Guided Journal and Keepsake to Share Her Life Story by Leo Bliss is a guided memory journal created as a family keepsake rather than a conventional narrative book. It belongs to the gift and legacy journal category, offering structured prompts that help a mother record personal memories, family history, life lessons, and reflections in her own words. The book is designed to support gradual self-disclosure, making it easier for someone to revisit childhood, adulthood, relationships, and defining moments without having to invent a structure from scratch. Its purpose is both emotional and archival. It encourages reflection in the present while preserving stories that may matter more in the future. With its compact 6x9 format and heirloom orientation, the journal is aimed at becoming a finished personal record that can be passed down through generations. In that sense, the book is less about reading and more about documenting identity, continuity, and family memory. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a prompt-based structure that lowers the barrier to autobiographical writing. The central design feature of this journal is its guided prompt format. Rather than asking a mother to write a long memoir or assemble her life story independently, the book provides more than 270 prompts that shape reflection into manageable sections. That structure matters because many people have rich memories but struggle to organize them into a coherent narrative. By breaking the process into specific questions, the book reduces the mental load of deciding what to include and where to begin. It also helps turn vague recollection into concrete storytelling by asking about childhood, family traditions, dreams, milestones, relationships, and lessons learned. This is a practical advantage, not just a stylistic one. The prompts make the book usable for mothers with different writing habits, ages, and levels of confidence. The result is a guided archive rather than an open-ended blank journal, which makes completion more likely and gives the final record a clearer shape. Secondly, life stage organization turns memory into a chronological legacy record. The journal is not arranged as a random collection of questions. It is organized as a journey through life stages, which gives the writing process a chronological logic. That matters because memory is often fragmented. People remember episodes, emotions, and relationships more easily than a full timeline. By moving from early life toward the present, the book encourages the writer to connect individual memories into a larger account of personal development. This helps reveal how childhood experiences, adulthood choices, family changes, and accumulated wisdom relate to one another. The structure also supports consistency, because each stage creates a natural entry point for reflection. In practical terms, it makes the journal easier to complete over time, since a writer can return to a section without losing the overall thread. The life stage format also distinguishes the book from simpler keepsake notebooks. It aims to preserve a life story as a sequence of meaningful phases, not just a collection of favorite moments or short answers. Thirdly, the book functions as both personal reflection and intergenerational record. One of the most important aspects of the journal is its dual purpose. It serves the mother as a reflective tool while simultaneously functioning as a record for children and future descendants. This creates a shift in perspective. The writing is not only private self-expression, but also an act of preservation. The prompts invite the writer to think about values, turning points, family relationships, and ordinary moments that might otherwise disappear if not written down. That matters because many family histories are lost, not through dramatic events, but through omission, silence, or the passage of time. The book addresses that problem by making memory transmission intentional. As a result, the completed journal can become a source of emotional continuity, helping relatives better understand a mother's experiences and priorities. Compared with generic gift books, this one has a documentary function. Its value increases over time because the content is meant to outlast the moment of giving and become part of the family archive. Fourthly, its value comes from preserving ordinary detail. Not only major milestones, the journal's appeal is not limited to major life events. Its prompts are designed to capture small, specific memories, which is important because family identity is often built from ordinary details rather than only landmark occasions. Questions about everyday routines, favorite belongings, personal habits, childhood experiences, and meaningful relationships can reveal more about a person than a short list of achievements. That approach gives the book depth. It does not assume that a life story is valuable only if it is dramatic. Instead, it recognizes that recurring patterns, minor traditions, and quiet observations can be just as revealing. This is one reason guided journals like this are often emotionally resonant for families. They help uncover stories that would not naturally surface in casual conversation. The book, therefore, acts as a memory cue system, helping the writer recover forgotten material and organize it for later reading. Its archival value lies in those details, which can make a personal history feel vivid and human rather than merely summarized. Lastly, the keepsake format is designed for gifting, completion, and long-term storage. This book is clearly positioned as a giftable keepsake, not just a writing workbook. Its size, presentation, and tone are meant to make it feel lasting and special, which aligns with its use in family occasions such as Mother's Day, birthdays, or milestone celebrations. That keepsake framing matters because it changes the reading experience before the first page is even filled in. The recipient understands that the book is intended to become a finished object with personal meaning, not a disposable notebook. This also affects how the journal is used to keepsake, invites slower, more deliberate writing, and encourages the writer to treat the entries as a legacy record. In a crowded category of memory books, that combination of gift appeal and archival purpose is a key distinction. The book is not trying to be entertaining in the way a memoir prompt book might be, nor purely decorative like a sentiment album. It is built to be completed, retained, and revisited as a family artifact. In conclusion, Mom, Share Your Story is best suited for readers who want a structured way to preserve a mother's memories, whether for a meaningful gift, a family history project, or a personal reflection practice. It will appeal most to adult children, relatives, and mothers who prefer guidance over a blank page writing experience. The main benefit of the book is practical. It turns a difficult, open-ended task into a sequence of accessible prompts that make life story collection feel achievable. It also has strong emotional and archival value, since the completed journal can become a permanent record of family experience, values, and perspective. Compared with many similar guided journals, this book stands out because it combines a clear chronological framework with a strong keepsake identity. It is not simply a prompt collection, and not merely a sentimental gift object. It is designed to produce a finished legacy document that can be passed down. That makes it especially relevant for families who value memory preservation in a tangible form. If you would like to support Leo Bliss, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.